Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, April 10th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 175 years ago, today in 1849, the safety pin was patented by Walter Hunt. He later sold his rights to the fastener for just $400. Today, there are only two manufacturers left in the U.S. who make the safety pin, and they produce about 1 billion pins every year. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect modest south-southwest and north-northwest swell mix Wednesday with knee to waist-high waves, improving with the morning tide. Light offshore wind early, then moderate onshore westerly later. There's a potential uptick in north-northwest swell by the weekend, with south-southwest swell bringing waist to stomach-high waves and chest-high waves at summer standouts. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 2 to 3 feet until 10, then fair until 2. After that, it's looking a little choppy, but maybe still rideable until sunset. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with the 1.5-foot incoming tide, when the east swell is 2 feet at 16 seconds, and the offshore wind is just about zero. The first high tide Wednesday will be 4 feet just after 11:30 a.m., with a 1-foot low tide just before 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's sunny and feels like 52 degrees with 3-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:15, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:23. It looks like we're in for another sunny day, with a high near 67 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 11 p.m., otherwise partly cloudy, with a low around 55. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday starts with patchy fog, then becomes mostly sunny, with a high near 66. Patchy fog returns overnight with increasing clouds and a low around 56. Friday begins foggy, then turns partly sunny with a high near 63. The weekend will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and highs in the low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the California Highway Patrol intervened to disband an unauthorized ramp rave found under Interstate 5 in San Diego's Palm City neighborhood. Alerted around 1:30 a.m., officers arrived to find a well-organized party, complete with sophisticated lighting, a stage, stereo systems, and generators for power. The scene also included water and liquor bottles. This incident is part of a troubling trend, with previous unauthorized raves halted under the Marina Boulevard and 805 overpasses. Police underscore the significant dangers these events pose to participants and unsuspecting drivers on the freeways above. Geez, guys, where's my invite? Now on to sports. Tiger Woods, despite his extensive history of surgeries and the challenges that come with them, remains determined as he approaches his 26th Masters. Arriving early for a practice round, Wood's presence alone captivated spectators, highlighting his undiminished appeal. His daily battles with pain underscore the physical toll his body has endured through his illustrious career. Yet, Woods' dedication to golf is unwavering, even if his practice sessions are no longer as intensive as they once were. His ability to compete over 72 holes is a testament to his resilience, even as the physical demands of the game grow increasingly strenuous. Woods' commitment to the sport and belief in his potential to win, despite recent struggles, reflect an enduring defiance and ambition that have defined his career. Round one of the Masters starts this Thursday in Augusta. Last night in local sports. The Padres at home lost to the Cubs, 5-1. And in the NBA, the Lakers at home lost to the Warriors, 134-120. And the Clippers on the road beat the Suns, 105-92. In national hockey, the Kings on the road lost to the Ducks, 3-1. Tonight, the Padres are at home again to take on the Cubs. And the Clippers are at home to play another game against the Suns. And finally, the Kings are on the road in Anaheim to skate with the Ducks. In top news, Las Vegas, a city synonymous with opulence, faces a stark challenge, adapting to a future with significantly less water. With 90% of its water supply coming from the increasingly strained Colorado River, Las Vegas embarked on stringent water conservation measures early on, contrasting with other Southwest cities. These measures include limiting pool sizes, banning certain cooling systems, and incentivizing turf removal, leading to a 31% reduction in river water use despite a population increase. The urgency for conservation is heightened by record lows in major reservoirs and federal warnings of necessary cutbacks. Las Vegas' approach serves as a model for other cities navigating the balance between growth and sustainability in an era of diminishing water resources. In business news, Jamie Dimon, CEO of JPMorgan Chase, shared valuable management lessons in his 2023 shareholder letter, reflecting his extensive leadership experience. Key takeaways include the importance of observation before action, inspired by the OODA loop military strategy, which emphasizes understanding the field before making decisions. Dimon also encourages leaders to challenge the status quo, question everything, and engage with naysayers to uncover blind spots. He highlights the significance of long-term thinking, urging leaders to envision future scenarios and work backward to achieve desired outcomes. Lastly, Dimon underscores leading with integrity and heart, emphasizing the importance of trust, respect, and fair treatment of all employees. Also of note, Jamie Dimon is telling the public that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is a fraud, and its only use case is for criminals. While at the same time, his bank has created its own crypto token and has been investing in Bitcoin.
Alrighty then.
In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now just under $69,000. Ethereum is at $3,500. And Solana is $170. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The Delta IV Heavy, a hallmark of space launch capabilities, made its final journey into the skies from Cape Canaveral, Florida, carrying a classified spy satellite for the National Reconnaissance Office. This launch not only marked the end of the Delta IV Heavy's era, but also concluded the Delta rocket family's storied legacy, with a total of 389 missions since 1960. Despite initial technical setbacks, the launch proceeded flawlessly, showcasing the rocket's impressive hydrogen-fueled engines and its iconic hydrogen fireball at ignition. This mission underscores the transition within United Launch Alliance from the venerable Delta and Atlas rockets to the next-generation Vulcan rocket, signaling a new chapter in space exploration and satellite deployment. And in entertainment news, Lady Gaga is set to star as Harley Quinn in the eagerly anticipated Joker, Folie à Deux, appearing alongside Joaquin Phoenix's acclaimed Joker. The first trailer teases a dramatic and villainous love story, showcasing moments of connection, chaos, and camaraderie between Quinn and the Joker, hinting at a departure from traditional comic book portrayals. With an ensemble cast including Brendan Gleeson and Catherine Keener, and directed by Todd Phillips, the film is poised to explore the depths of these iconic characters' complex relationship. Scheduled for release on October 4th, the sequel builds on the success of the original Joker film, which garnered significant acclaim and box office success. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the CEO of JP Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon. And the man running the fifth largest bank in the world said,
"And there's about a dozen big financial companies, Fidelity included.
Number one, I don't care. So just please stop talking about this. This is the last time I'm ever going to state my opinion.
Bitcoin itself is a hyped up fraud. It's a pet rock.
You're back to that?
Yeah,
really?
Of course, yeah.
But it has all the characteristics of a store of value. It's immutable. It's scarce.
Totally untrue. It's
21 million.
Well, yeah, really. How do you know it's going to stop at 21 million?
Because
I've mentioned this to people. Everyone says that. Well, maybe it's going to get to 21 million, and Satoshi's picture is going to come up and laugh at you all. Bitcoin itself is a hyped up fraud.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.